present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry, Haven't a Clue, and we are coming to you from the BBC Radio Theatre, here in the glittering heart of London's overpriced coffee shop district. Today we find ourselves in an empty theatre. Nothing to do with COVID regulations, just an unfortunate administrative error. The Radio 4 box office inadvertently put quote-unquote on the ticket applications. Well, this series, we'll be visiting each nation and region of the UK through the magic of the internet. And as Scotland won the coin toss, tonight our virtual audience all come from Wales. The national dish of Wales is essentially cheese on toast, and as you'd expect, there are any number of outlets where you can enjoy this tasty treat. However, for a truly authentic experience, you should probably visit the purveyor of the delicacy recommended by the Welsh Culinary Society, which is, and I hope I get the pronunciation correct, Greggs. Now, for this next bit, I hope I get this pronunciation correct as well. I have been practising. So, the Welsh village of... achieved a new notoriety in Wales at the start of the coronavirus pandemic when PPE was scarce and testing kits hard to come by. Basically, if you could say the name in a single breath, it meant you were COVID-free. The Welsh draper Sir Price Jones founded the UK's first mail order business in 1854, selling his famous Welsh flannel throughout the length and breadth of the country. Of course, traditional Welsh flannel is still enjoyed throughout the UK via the theatrical tours of Rob Brydon. Welsh gold was believed by the Celts to hold mystical powers, and the British royal family have traditionally used it for their wedding rings. Charles and Diana had wedding rings in Welsh gold forged in 1981, as did Princess Anne and Captain Mark Phillips in 1973, Andrew and Sarah Ferguson in 1986, and Harry and Meghan Markle in 2018. So, fingers crossed, eh, Harry? Let's meet the teams. They are, on my right, Miles Jupp and Pippa Evans. And on my left, Rory Bremner and Rob Brydon. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. So we'll start this week with a round called Change a Letter, Ruin a Book. A single mistake by printers can be very dangerous. Viking Penguin's first edition of Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses almost included the back page review, which said, "We read it and we loved it. Well done, Salman, from your neighbours at number 7 Lavender Gardens." In this round, I'll ask the teams to suggest book titles that could have been ruined by just a single letter typo. And we'll start with you, Miles.
There's Wally.
Rory.
Three Men in a Goat.
Pippa.
The Shite Runner.
Rob.
Schindler's Lisp.
Lady Chatterley's lever.
Brittle Women.
A Christmas Carrot.
Brighton Cock.
The Nice Man Cometh.
Less of the d'Urbervilles.
The unbearable lightness of peeing.
Dr. Trivago.
Well, it's time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Now, Colin tells us he had a successful partnership with Florence and the Machine until their acrimonious falling out. Apparently, Florence shrunk his favourite cardigan during a service wash. OK, well, we'll start with you, Miles, and I'd like you, please, to sing the words of the Teddy Bears Picnic to the tune of the Dambusters March.
Down in the woods today, you are sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their head made.
That's actually the first time we've ever had a singing round with a Welsh audience and they don't join in. So, three cheers for COVID, I say. You now, Rory Bremner. I'd like you to sing the words of Three Little Maids from School from Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado to the tune of the surprise TikTok and chart hit The Wellerman Sea Shanty.
Three little maids from school are we, perked as a schoolgirl well can be, filled to the brim with girlish glee. Three little maids from school. Everything is a source of fun. Nobody's safe, for we care for none. Life is a joke that's just begun. Three little maids from school.
Well, thank you very much, Roy. I thought you were channeling Gordon Brown then, weren't you, I think? That, but people were clapping along all the way through that, so it was very, either that or someone in Conwy has left the bath running. Rob Brydon, can you sing the words of I Shot the Sheriff by Bob Marley to the tune of I Am What I Am from La Cage aux Folles?
I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. All around in my hometown they're trying to track me down. They say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy. I swear it was in self-defense. I shot the sheriff, and they say it is a capital offense. Sheriff John Brown always hated me for what I don't know. Every time that I plant a seed, he said, kill it before it grows. He said, kill it before.
Thank you, Robin. Don't worry, mate. They can do amazing things in the edit.
This is systemic racism.
Well, your turn now, Pippa Evans, and I'd like you to sing the words of How Much Is That Doggy in the Window to the tune of Life is a Cabaret from Cabaret.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a doggy and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. You can't take a goldfish for a walk.
Our next game is called Why I Shop at Waitrose. For listeners in Port Talbot, Waitrose is a supermarket.
So it goes on, relentless.
Yeah. Notice how edgy my comedy is when they're 200 miles away. Well, Waitrose recently launched a social media campaign in which shoppers were encouraged to complete the sentence, I shop at Waitrose because, in the interest of commercial balance, I should point out that Lidl undertook a similar exercise, encouraging their customers to complete a variety of sentences too. But that mainly involved keeping their heads down on E-Wing. OK. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest how you might complete the sentence, I shop at Waitrose because. Miles.
I shop at Waitrose because I might bump into my pool cleaner in Tesco's.
Rob.
I shop at Waitrose because you get a better class of dogger in the car park.
Sorry, Rob, that actually says digger.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. You've got work going on.
OK, let's try another. This time it's I send my parcels via Yodel because... Rory, you can start.
I send my parcels via Yodel because if they can't wait for a new liver, they probably weren't going to make it anyway.
Miles.
I send my parcels via Yodel because I am a smashed crockery dealer.
This is the final sentence. This time it's I drive a Range Rover SUV because. Pippa, you can start.
I drive a Range Rover SUV because you can run down a deer and fit it in the boot afterwards.
Rob.
I drive a Range Rover SUV because I love the sound of Greta Thunberg crying.
Well, the next round is all about making connections between words, and it's a widespread belief that the Welsh word for jellyfish is pwysgod wibbly wobbly, or wibbly wobbly fish, and the word for microwave is popty ping, meaning oven that goes ping. However, these are just unkind myths perpetrated by the English to portray the Welsh as simple-minded or backward, and I know this because it was pointed out to me by proud Welshman Rob Brydon in an email, or as he calls it, a whooshy ding. In this round, each team takes it in turn to exchange a series of random words. The job of the opposing team is to challenge if they detect a connection between any of the words. And the game ends when you hear this sound, which is very kindly provided by the Welsh Formula One team. OK, so off you go, please, exchanging words, Miles and Pippa.
Patty.
Nincompoop.
Vigorous.
Donkey.
Robbers come in with a challenge there. What was it that you noticed?
Well, I assume most donkeys are vigorous in their own way, in the right circumstances.
I think they're quite docile. Docile donkey.
Famously lugubrious, yes. Yeah. If you've met a vigorous donkey, I think you might have been cold.
Oh, donkey. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I thought you said shark.
In fact, no, Rob, I will allow you the challenge. A vigorous donkey is perfectly plausible. So it's over to you, Rob and Rory.
Colostomy.
Xylophone.
Recalcitrant.
Buttock.
Fallon.
Oh, no.
Miles.
Well, I think we all have one family member who has one recalcitrant buttock. I mean, that's just... If we pretend these sorts of things don't impact everyone's lives, then really, who are we helping?
My own buttocks are rather vigorous.
You're one of the lucky ones.
They're like donkeys in that sense.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, sharks. Sorry.
I'm not sure I can continue with that image in my mind now. So it's over to Pippa and Miles.
Crankshaft.
Hoiked.
Skedaddle.
Lid.
Arse.
Turnip.
Rob again with a challenge there.
It's not that there's so much a connection. I just did speak to the producer before the show and he promised we weren't going to bring those two things up.
Which two things, Rob?
Arse and turnip. You know why. This is going to be broadcast, isn't it? That's the only problem, is it?
Yeah, I know. It was a specific request that you made, and I'm sorry if we've caused any embarrassment.
It'll just start Twitter going again, and yeah, I could do without it.
I know. Look, the mate, photos, you know, will go around again.
As far as we're all concerned, it's in the past.
Look, it's behind me. Let's just say that.
It was behind you, yes, and you fell on it.
That's right.
So I'm going to ask Pippa and Miles to continue. It wasn't really a challenge.
Shank.
Lollipop.
Boar.
Bradford.
Fencing.
Oh, just as I was hoping that went on a bit longer. Rob. Yes.
I've been to Bradford and there is definitely fencing in Bradford.
Yes.
Oh.
I think we were saying it in the sport.
Well, there's that as well.
Yes.
Bradford is
you
known
can't
for
foil
fencing.
Me that way.
Uh-huh. Oh.
If anything, that's too good for this show.
Yeah. So, yes. Back to Rob and Rory.
Chrysanthemum.
Oh. What a shame. I was enjoying it so much, I was hoping that wouldn't come in. But anyway. Well, our next round is called Random Reviews. In this round, teams, I'm going to read out a selection of genuine online reviews, and your job is to guess precisely what it is that's being reviewed. So this first one's for you, Rory. What's being reviewed here? Awful. Too much ginger.
Oh, that would be the second Spice Girls album.
It was actually a review of Ocado's Welsh cakes. One for you, Pippa. How about this one? What's being reviewed here? We were in a hurry, so only saw the whole, but we'll come back another time to see the rest.
Oh, that's a visit to the polo factory.
It's almost right, really. It was for the Big Pit Mine Tour at Blaenavon, TripAdvisor.
Blaenavon. Make an effort, Jack.
Blaenavon. Sorry, Rob. No offence intended. Are you fluent Welsh speaker? Do you speak
Welsh? Oh, Unper.
What about this one, Miles? What's being reviewed? When my wife and I were a newlywed couple in the early 70s, this was all the rage.
Racism.
It was actually a review for The Joy of Sex on Amazon. Another review comments, wow, I never knew there were so many things you could do, and I thought wheelbarrows were for gardening. Which is a joke I don't get, and now I think I haven't lived. Finally, Rob, what's being reviewed here? Right at the start, you're relieved of your bags, phones, car keys and watches.
That is for a late-night stroll in Swansea.
In fact, it was the Big Pit Mine Tour in Blaenavon again. Here are some for any of you to have a go at. Just come in when you want. There were 18 of us in the cage, so it was quite a squash.
Aberystwyth's Tiger World.
Again, it was the Big Pit Mine Tour in Blaenavon. What's this a review of? Went to bed with it, and when I woke up, I was pregnant.
Oh, a duvet in a travelodge.
It was actually a Boris Johnson life-size cutout, someone was reviewing. And finally, what about this one? When we finally made it, we were greeted by an overpowering smell of urine.
That's for a live recording of Just a Minute.
In fact, it was a review for Mount Snowdon on TripAdvisor. The next game is a musical one entitled Songstoppers. With the current easing of lockdown regulations, West End theatres are expected to reopen in the autumn. Tragically, the autumn reopening will come too late for many cast members of the musical Cats. Those who couldn't be rehomed were sadly put to sleep. So, in this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs, and it's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. Pippa and Miles, can we have your first line medley, please?
Girl, you really got me now.
Beginner's luck. How do I reload? Soon turned out, had
a rather serious case of heartburn.
Get your motor running, head out on the highway.
Then you've got two choices, really. The M6 is more direct but can be busy. 4751 windy, but it is quieter.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around. Whoa, I get around.
Hey, well, don't just sing about it. Can you get your wallet out? And don't forget the crisps. If you see your favorite thing at the tide of the boat, it's 15 miles to the love shack.
Then I'm afraid you've gone too far. Do you know, I suddenly feel the exact opposite.
Bop, 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 doo, bop, doo, ah, bop, 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 doo, ah, doo, ah, bop, bop, bop.
Can you just answer the question, Prime Minister?
Well, your turn now, Rob and Rory. Can we have your medley of first lines, please?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
You're never going to finish the rockery at this rate. If a picture paints 1,000 words, then why can't I paint you?
Because you're using a roller.
Listen to the ground. There is movement all around.
Oh, have we got moles again?
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
Yes, Prime Minister.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
What, on a tambourine?
I love the colourful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
But do you support her on Scottish independence?
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
Yes, sorry, Carrie, can we just keep to one colour?
Well, that's very nearly the end of the show. Yes. But there is just time to fit in a quick round of Welsh Film Club. And Samantha was telling us about a day she spent in Tenby with a champion sandcastle builder who revealed to her the secret to a perfect sandcastle. One bucket of water to eight buckets of sand, and always tap your bucket firmly before you lift it. It was a breezy day, so Samantha brought a windbreak. And no sooner had she got it up than he was happily knocking one out every couple of minutes. Teams, in this round, I'd like you please to suggest titles of films likely to prove popular with a Welsh audience. So you can start, please, Rory.
Brecon Bad.
Rob.
For Your Eyes, Steadford Only.
Miles.
Cat on a Splot Tin Roof.
Pippa.
A Fish Called Rhonda.
The Chlinechliness of the Long Distance Runner.
The Land Did Know That Time Forgot.
Neris Bueller's Day Off.
Bend It Like Bethan.
There Will Be Blodwin.
12 Anglesey Men.
Dude, where's my Cardiff?
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the pestilent poo bag of posterity is filled by the desperate Doberman of destiny, then hung next to the other bleak baubles of belligerence on the fetid fir tree of fate, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha, myself and our virtual audience in Wales, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Miles Jupp, Pippa Evans, Rory Bremner and Rob Brydon were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sells setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.